Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kemple. It is January the 16th. It's a Monday. And we are going to look at this week, Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. And we're going to make five observations from it, one for each day. The title is God's Word, Its Value and Power. Today is part one. We're going to read Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. We're going to try to read it slowly and carefully. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. The first observation for today is that God's word is called by several names here. It's called law, testimony, statutes or precepts, commandment, judgments, etc. I believe it is very helpful to think about how each of these words gives you a different aspect of God's word. God's testimony. The Word of God contains God's witness to man, and it is sure. His commandments, the Word of God contains what God expects of us, and it is pure. God's judgments, the Word of God contains His decisions, other words are His verdicts, His sentences, and they are true and righteous altogether. Scripture contains various types of writing styles and forms of literature, law, history, poetry, prophecy, apocalyptic writing. All of it is breathed by God, and all of it has a purpose in God revealing His mind to man. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17. Every bit of it is valuable to us and beneficial to our growing a relationship with God. There's four separate accounts of the life of Jesus coming from different backgrounds, styles, perspective. Each account focuses on various themes and aspects of Jesus' life and ministry. God must have seen the value in four instead of one. Even the book of Revelation, which sometimes we kind of get scared of or want to avoid. Even the book of Revelation is to be read, understood, and obeyed. Revelation 1:3. It has great value. It all matters is what I'm trying to say. The Word of God, all of it matters. Every book of the Bible, every style of writing has value and purpose. All the writing styles in Scripture are God-given, and they have a reason and a benefit for us. Cherish today, think about this, the wisdom of God, cherish that, and how He wrote the Bible for us. There's no other book like it. Psalm 119 and verse 160 says, "The sum of your word is truth." And also Proverbs 30 and verse 5 says, "Every word of God proves true." Hope this helps. Thanks and have a great day.